guys get rowdy at last week's game?
Oh, man.
The girls that sat in front of us were freshmen, and before the first quarter was even over, they were gone.
For example, when I came, President Bettinger interviewed me, and the head of the library, Miss Barker Stichner, was so eager to know about questions he asked me during this interview. I had quite an interview. So she said, "No, I waited all this time to know." Just two things. One is, did he ask you if you're going to cut your hair?
Will you cut your hair?
And the second is, did he ask you if you smoke?
Do you smoke?
And I said, no, he didn't mention either one. In great glee, she said, I do think this is the first interview with a woman. Well, this hasn't been, these questions haven't been raised. To me, that was one turning point, if you want to call it that. And I don't know whether you heard this or not. This is ancient history. But it's just as if we had come through these phases of ancient history. And let me mention what the next is and you decide if you record or not. The second. Shall I call this a spice of campus turning point? Well, we had a dean of women, Miss Grace DeHardy, from whom DeHardy Hall came, that would not allow Coke machines. She reigned on this, on the campus. Well, when Miss DeHardy retired, we began to be able to have Coke machines. Well, because it was not good for the health, of course. Coming back to World War II, much to my surprise,